Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today our reflection is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled A Living and True God.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our forebears have told us all that you did in their days, in time of old.
How with your hand you drove out nations and planted us in, and broke the power of peoples and set us free.
Not by their own sword did our ancestors take the land, nor did their own arm save them.
But your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you were gracious to them.
You are my King and my God, who commanded salvation for Jacob.
Through you we drove back our adversaries. Through your name we trod down our foes.
For I did not trust in my bow. It was not my own sword that saved me.
It was you that saved us from our enemies and put our adversaries to shame.
We gloried in God all the day long and were ever praising your name.
But now you have rejected us and brought us to shame, and gone out with our armies.
You have made us turn our backs on our enemies, and our enemies have despoiled us.
You have made us like sheep to be slaughtered, and have scattered us among the nations.
You have sold your people for a pittance, and made no profit on their sale.
You have made us the taunt of our neighbours and the scorn and derision of those that are around us, round about us.
You have made us a byword among the nations, among the peoples that wag their heads.
My confusion is daily before you, and shame has covered my face.
At the taunts of the slanderer and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the danger.
All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you and have not played false to your covenant.
Our hearts have not turned back, nor our steps gone out of your way.
Yet you have crushed us in the haunt of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death.
If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretch our hands to any strange God.
Will not God search it out? For he knows the secrets of the heart.
But for your sake are we killed all the day long, and are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
Rise up, why sleep, O Lord? Awake and do not reject us forever.
Why do you hide your face and forget our grief and oppression?
Our soul is bowed down to the earth, our belly cleaves to the earth.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us, and redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love.
Rise up, O Lord, to help us. So the first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 45.
Thus says the Lord, the wealth of Egypt and the merchandise of Ethiopia and the Sabaeans, tall of stature, shall come over to you and be yours. They shall follow you. They shall come over in chains and bow down to you. They will make supplication to you, saying, God is with you alone, and there is no other, there is no God besides him. Truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Saviour. All of them are put to shame and confounded. The makers of idol go into confusion together, but Israel is saved by the Lord with everlasting salvation. You shall not be put to shame or confounded to all eternity. For thus says the Lord, who created the heavens. He is God, who formed the earth and made it. He established it. He did not create it in chaos. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord. There is no other. I did not speak in secret, in a land of darkness. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in chaos. I, the Lord, speak the truth. I declare what is right. Assemble yourselves and come together. Draw near, you survivors of the nations. They have no knowledge, those who carry about their wooden idols, and keep on praying to a God that cannot save. Declare and present your case. Let them take counsel together. Who told this long ago? Who declared it of old? Was it not I, the Lord? There is no other God besides me, a righteous God and a Saviour. There is no one besides me. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God and there is no other. By myself I have sworn, from my mouth has gone forth in righteousness, a word that shall not return. To me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Only in the Lord it shall be said of me, our righteousness and strength. All who are incensed against him shall come to him and be ashamed. In the Lord all the offspring of Israel shall triumph and glory.
Then our New Testament is taken from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labour of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you, not in word only, but in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. For the word of the Lord was sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known. So we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we have among you, how you turn to God from idols, to serve a living and true God, and wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming.
Thank you very much. So yeah, it's a time for us to share maybe a little bit of background. This epistle of Paul to that particular church was written because there was a particular need to correct a view around the end of time. They thought that it had already started in a sense, and they were quite confused that some of our brothers and sisters were just dying naturally. They were thinking that they would be resurrected by now. So Paul was speaking around that subject quite a lot in this epistle, and that's why he finished the first chapter about resurrection and escaping the coming wrath. But for me, if we go back to, I think Psalm 44 is one of my favorite. It's lots of favorite, maybe they're all favorite, but what I like about this psalm is this looking back and remembering the reality as for Israel is that they were always thinking as a nation that was called by God, and they were handing down those stories of the past, of how God had delivered them, that big stories of being delivered from slavery in Egypt, going through the Red Sea, getting the provision and the protection from God for 40 years in the desert, getting into a land, and those stories were passed on. But then he speaks of those times where for no reasons that they can be aware of, things don't turn to be well for them. And he speaks here about having their enemies coming and ravaging their towns and cities, in kind of using imageries And he says, if at least we knew that this happens because we didn't follow the laws, we didn't obey, we didn't return our back to our God, we would understand. But he feels utterly confused because there don't seem to be something wrong with them as a nation. And so they cry out to God for him to intervene, or for him to wake up, rise up. Why sleep, O Lord, awake, and do not reject us forever? And I think maybe it's a bit difficult for us in our days where it's more about our individual life, but maybe we can feel that individually, times of blessings and then times of challenges. And if you're a little bit like me, I always try to see there must be something wrong with me if things go wrong, and I'm trying then to but sometimes it has nothing to do with our walk with God, and we can have those questions, and we can be honest with God, saying, what are you doing? Where are you, God? Why is this all happening? And turning and just pouring our heart to him. So I think for me, that's kind of the reminder. But also, I thought maybe we've lost something about that reality of crying out as a people. How, as maybe a church, we cry out to God when, at least in the Church of England, there is so much negativity about churches decreasing or growing old in age, and the difficulties to reach out to families, and how maybe as a church we turn to God and learn to say to God, we've maybe in our sense we've done things wrong, we've been maybe complacent, we've not had maybe our heart opened to a new generation, and to put our energy and time and money to reach out to the people. So what does it mean for us today also as a people of God to come to God and to ask him for his intervention and his guidance? So I like the finish that says, in the darkness of unknowing, when your love seems absent, draw near to us, O God, in Christ forsaken and in Christ risen. It's both Christ, the suffering Christ, but also the conquering Christ that we are approach, both our Redeemer and our Lord. So I wonder if you've been, if something in the Old Testament or the New Testament has spoken to you that you might want to share, or something that happened to you this week that might be an encouragement for us.
Well, I had a thought when the Old Testament was reading. I can never hear myself when I'm reading the Bible. So, and I've just written down two things that struck me from the Old Testament. And that was that God reveals himself to all who seek. He's just there. We just need to ask. And the other thing I noted was that it's God's creation. And he's reminding us it's his and not ours. And so as we look at the what we've done to his creation and continue, it's, to me, it's as if he's speaking to us. He's let us go so far. And he's telling us, he's warning us, you know, that we need to look again and not be so self-centered. So that's what I picked out of the Old Testament. Can't say anything on the New because it was too busy reading the words. I'll leave that to someone else.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you very much.
For me in the New, it's just the words joy and chosen. So we're chosen and we can have joy in that. Even though there's this sense of, like, use the words confusion. I was thinking of the unknown of what the future is, and thank you for explaining the context of that, the future, what is happening around us and all our anxieties that we have, but we can still know that we are chosen and can have joy in that.
And my thought was in both, really, in the Isaiah, God is just saying he is the only God and he's righteous and he's true. And then in the New Testament, it says at the end that the only true and living God, and that's our God. And that's just so encouraging, again, to remember that for today, that he is a living and true God, the only God, and he's our God.
Thank you. Thank you so very much for sharing that. In light of what we've shared about receiving God's Holy Spirit and being people of joy despite the challenges, even when things seem to be difficult and we can't pinpoint of anything of our making, we remember that God is God and he's good and he's faithful and he's in charge. There we go. So let's pray for the day, for the world and the need of the church. Jesus, we read about our brothers and sisters 2,000 years ago. And in a sense, the day is closer, the day when you will be coming. And in this time of Advent, when we think about making ourselves ready, help us as individuals, as families, as a church, to know you and to do what you want us to be and to do here in Taunton.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.